It's our 1 year podiversary. Podiversary. Welcome. Yes, welcome to this bonus episode of Her Renewed Mind, where we are celebrating 1 year of this podcast. March 20th, 2023 was Vision Speak Live, has since transitioned to Her Renewed Mind. And I'm so glad that you're here to celebrate with me. In this bonus episode, I reminisce, right? And I share what went down 1 year ago. It was Monday, March 20th last year, but of course today it's on a Wednesday. And in this episode, I share 5 lessons that I learned by producing and putting out this podcast. I hope you enjoy. And here's to more years to come. I love you. Enjoy. Hello, and welcome to Her Renewed Mind, where you will be encouraged to develop a deeper relationship with God and feel more mentally focused and connected so that you can enjoy a peaceful life and be a blessing to others. I'm Dr. Candace, a daughter of God, mom of an amazing teenager, and a personal and spiritual development coach with a vivid imagination. I remember waking up in the morning with what seemed like a million thoughts running through my head. I finally realized that my mind was a battlefield, and the way I was going to win the war in my mind was with the Word of God. So, if you are ready to be freed from overthinking and negative thoughts and gain mental focus and clarity, connection with God and others, understanding of your purpose, confidence in your calling so you can be a blessing to others, then this podcast is for you. Grab your water, lace up your shoes, pop in your AirPods. It's time to go on a beautiful journey. Let me get the pop. I'm in the mic. Oh my goodness. Welcome to this bonus episode of Her Renewed Mind. It's a special bonus episode because today is my 1 year podiversary. Hey, 1 year podiversary. Welcome on in. If you're on audio, I love you. If you're on video, I love you. I'm so glad you're here. And if you listen on Monday, I did share that I was going to drop an episode on my anniversary date because it's just, you know, it's fun and it makes sense. So this episode is going to be one of gratitude and reflection. I am so grateful. I'm so like mind blown emoji, which is like one of my favorite emojis because I am just like, oh my goodness, I can hardly believe that it's been 1 year, period, right? Or that it's even 2024. But 1 year since I launched, at the time it was Vision Speak Live and now Her Renewed Mind. And I'm grateful. Thank you guys. Thank you guys for supporting me. I just had a text message and a flood of text messages from a beautiful group of sisters. Shout out to the Praise Partners, not partners, but partners. And I was just like taken away because I'm like, oh my goodness. Ashley, you remember, like, how did you know? Anyway, maybe because I said it on Monday's episode, I don't know. But thank you, sis. Thank you, guys. I love you all so much. To my praise partners, for you who are watching on YouTube, for you who are listening, thank you for rocking with me. And my prayer, my hope, my dream from the very beginning of launching my podcast was to encourage you. What's to spur you forward? The subtitle at the bottom on the podcast art says biblical encouragement for a focused mind. And that was once I changed the name of the podcast to Her Renewed Mind. But even with Vision Speak Live, and if you're new listening, you might be like, okay, where's the Vision Speak coming from? That is the name of my business, Vision Speak Consulting. And so I actually how it all started. Let me give you some context. How it all started was in 2020, and I really was inspired by my mentor. If you've been rocking with me, you heard me talk about my mentor. Have heard me mention her name, Dr. Toni Robinson, who I actually had a virtual coffee date, air quotes, because I don't drink coffee. She does. I drink water and hot chocolate and cappuccino and frappuccinos. Anyway, she hosted a Master Dream Academy in late 2019 and in 2020. We know what happened in 2020. And I felt this push and also encouragement from her to turn the light on. That was the hashtag that she was encouraging those who have been a part of the Master Dream Academy to show up and shine bright on social media to help bring hope to others at a time in our world where a lot of people were allowing the spirit of fear to run rampant, or that spirit of fear was running rampant. Even in my own household, even within my family, it reared its ugly head. And so I just felt this desire and call to show up online and share positivity. And so I remember talking to Monique about what was going on in her life. And I'm like, man, we need to share this testimony because I know that people are going to be encouraged by how you're walking this journey out with God in partnership with Him and how He's blowing your mind. So that started Vision Speak Live on Facebook as an internet broadcast. And I remember my sister Nishan, and I tell this story in the very first episode, so you can go back and listen to episode one. But I remember her posting several times when I would have these interviews, and it was about once a month. She was like, when's the podcast coming? And I honestly had just started to listen to podcasts, even though I had the podcast app on my phone forever. I just never looked at it until I was connected with Kingdom Driven Entrepreneur and started to listen to those podcasts. And I'm like, I know I could do it, but I just put it in the back of my mind because I'm like, I'm showing up on Facebook Live. That's what I'm doing. And she would just plant those seeds. And then fast forward, I knew it would happen. It was just a matter of when and figuring out logistics and technology, because I didn't take time to wrap my mind around, okay, how do you actually do a podcast and put it out for you guys to hear? So a year ago today, and I don't know if the episode dropped that day, but anyway, I remember listening to the Kingdom Driven Entrepreneur podcast, and Shay Bynes was the host at the time, and she interviewed Stephanie Gass. I had never heard of Stephanie Gass before, but Stephanie has a training, a school, the Stephanie Gass School, where she's teaching you how to start a podcast and actually turn that podcast into profit. So my ears were perked up on that. And I listened to her episode, and she was sharing her testimony about a life of grind and how she lost a lot. She lost so much and had to reevaluate everything, and how God led her to this new stream and doing a podcast and teaching others how to do it. And I was inspired. And she had a free training. So I was like, I'm going to listen to her training. So I signed up, received the free training, and you all, in the middle of the training, I paused that thing. I texted my girl, Haley Harrison, who had just released her podcast. And I was like, sis, what platform are you using? Like, that's all I needed. I needed just to know the platform. And I knew that I was going to be able to figure it out with God. So you all and it was a Monday last year, because this year is a leap year. So now March 20th is on a Wednesday. It was a Monday last year, Monday evening. And I took this device, this phone. I wasn't on the computer. I took this phone. I downloaded the Spotify Podcasters app, and Vision Speak Live was launched. I got on Canva and did podcast art. I'm sure I went on YouTube and probably Googled how do you do podcast art. My whole kind of mindset was I got to get it on Apple, because that's where I listen to podcasts. Majority of the people that I know have iPhones, you know, just saying. So I wanted to make sure that it got to Apple. Like, how do I get it to Apple? Spotify, thank you for this platform, but how do I get it to Apple? And you all, in an evening, just a few hours, probably like two or three altogether, Vision Speak Live was launched. Got on Canva, did the podcast art, got that uploaded. I was so excited. Remembered I had a lapel mic that my girl Kanina had when she did her podcast. And so I pulled out the lapel mic, because when I recorded initially, like a test recording, it was all the feedback, and Kyla was coming in and helping me, and she was excited, and she was like, I want to try, you know. So it was a fun night. It was a fun night. And I'm just so grateful that that's how I started, sitting at my living room or my kitchen table, recording the very first episode. And I actually started to listen back to it today. I didn't finish the whole thing, but I definitely encourage you guys to go back and listen to that. It's not on video, so my YouTube listeners, you'll have to jump on your favorite podcast streaming platform to listen to previous episodes of Vision Speak Live and then Her Renewed Mind. So again, just grateful to God for the encouragement, taking the steps, and you all listening and sharing with me how blessed you have been by this podcast. God gets the glory. He is amazing. And I think about, and I'm sure I talked about this, this is probably the part I didn't listen to today. As I think about it, when I was little, I was recording myself. When I was little, before there was even podcasts, I was recording my voice on the Walkman, on the stereo, pretending like I was introducing songs to the radio. I was on the radio. I would call in and request songs. I liked to talk. I had microphones. I would dance and perform. And so doing this is like, this is what I was doing when I was little. I was in the communication program at my middle school and high school. I was interviewing people, right? I was writing articles. I was on the yearbook staff. So if that seed was there all along, and I'll just say this, I'm telling you, take time to think about what you were doing when you were little and do it again now, right? It was God planting those seeds in you when you were a little child. So let's get back to that. Let's get back to the simple. And I'm telling you, you'll find joy in that because you had joy in that when you were little. Those seeds were planted at the very beginning. And that was my case. So I did take some notes because I don't want to go too long on this anniversary, 1 year anniversary, yay, of Vision Speak Live / Her Renewed Mind. And so throughout, I actually looked, you all, on Apple Podcasts, and I've recorded 61 episodes. So a few bonuses here and there, 61 episodes. And it's been beautiful. I've had some beautiful interviews with some amazing ladies, again, sharing their testimony. And the vision, the goal, the mission was for them to share their testimony and for you to be encouraged then to go do the thing that you are called to do, right? To know that you can do it too. God is not a respecter of persons. What he's done for someone else, he can do for you. And what you have on the inside of you, he put there. And so it's your time to release. I pray that you've been encouraged by the interviews that I've had with some amazing women sharing their testimony of overcoming, sharing their testimony of trying something new, sharing their testimony of dreaming big with God and walking their life of faith out, walking it out in spite of it all, growing, learning, stretching out, trying. That's been their story. And that's been my story to you all. So it's been beautiful. And I'm going to keep on. I'm going to keep on inspiring, keep on encouraging. I'm going to keep on preaching the good news of Jesus. He's everything. He's the game changer. Jesus is the game changer. He's the way. He's the truth. He's the life. Seek first the kingdom, which is God's rule and his reign. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all the other things shall be added in Jesus' name. So I want to share 5 lessons that I'm learning. I've learned and I'm learning in this podcast journey. Number one is to just try. I already shared a little bit about how this thing all got started. I'm sitting in my living room, kitchen table. I text my girl, hey, what platform are you using? And then I just tried it. I'm like, I have made it up in my mind, has stopped the recording about teaching me how to do the podcast. I did go back and finish it, you all. But I stopped and I'm like, right, I think I'm a hands-on learner. I've been in a lot of school, a lot of settings, a lot of teaching, a lot of training. I am hands-on and I know how to ask the question. I just tried, right? I asked questions, figured it out by the grace of God. He literally graced me in a few hours to figure it all out, technology and all. So just try. That was the first lesson, or that's a lesson. I don't know if these are any order. This is just what came to my mind as I was writing down the 5 lessons. Number 2, you have everything that you need / use what you got. Again, my first episode was on a phone. I wasn't on a computer. I didn't have a mic. The mic didn't come until later because my girl Gigi, she was my second, or she was the first person I interviewed on the podcast. I interviewed her before on Business Speak Live on the internet broadcast, but I knew I wanted her to be my first person that I interviewed. And she was the one that told me about the mic to buy. She was like, "Candace, me and John have this dream of us doing a podcast." She was about to launch hers. She knew it was time to do that. And so we really were doing this thing together. And she blessed me, sent me the link, and I purchased the mic right then and there. This is not a fancy schmancy mic, but it does the job. Check 1, 2, 1, 2. So I'm telling you, you have everything that you need. Yes, I eventually purchased the mic. The first couple episodes, right, were using my phone. I interviewed Gigi on Zoom because I already had a Zoom account. So I'm telling you, whatever it is that you are supposed to be doing, be intentional by my words, you have everything that you need. You really do. And if you do feel like, okay, I don't, you're connected to somebody that can help you along the way, which still is that statement of you have everything you need true because you had that person, right? You had that. I had Haley that I could text and say, "Hey, what platform are you using?" I had Gigi offer up, "Girl, you need to get this mic," right? I had Kyla helping me as well because she is younger than me and she's into technology as well. You have everything that you need, so use what you have. Don't make the excuse that, "Well, I don't have." No. Use what you have. And as you walk it out, the other things that you feel like you need or maybe that you want will come. You'll have the capacity to get those things. Okay. But you do have everything you need. I'm really driving home point number two. Okay. Point number three, it's cool to pivot. You know, and I said this on the first episode because I was listening to a little bit of it today. I knew that I was going to upgrade the podcast art. And I was telling Kyla this morning as I was taking her to school, I was like, you know, that first podcast art, and I'll probably post it on socials. I look back at it and said, man, that was some clip art. I use clip art in Canva. Yes, Canva has clip art, right? It's like the cartoonish, I call it the cartoonish art. And I used it, but I was pumped about it. I was pumped that I figured it out, but I knew I was going to upgrade. I knew I wanted to have a photo shoot. I knew I wanted to have my picture and it be clean and professional. And that picture didn't upload until later. That didn't happen until later. So it is cool to pivot. I don't think I knew that the podcast name would change, but what I did do, I started in Stephanie Gass's program, Podcast to Profit. And she has some very rich, good information about taking your podcast to the next level. And one of those things was having professional podcast art. And so I did make the investment to do that and glad about it because it has, and even the whole photo shoot coming together was a God thing. So had so much fun. So it's cool to pivot. Just know change is inevitable and it's cool to do that to go to the next level. Okay. So that was number three. Number four, stay open to learning. It really goes hand in hand with number three because I mentioned I did join Stephanie Gass's program. I didn't finish. And that might be another podcast episode for another time, which is okay. It's okay if you start something and you realize, okay, it's not exactly for me. It's okay to pivot, going back to number three. It's also cool to learn. I learned a lot from her program to help take my podcast to the next level. I'm learning more now because actually the platform that Haley told me about, Spotify for Podcasters, is transitioning to Riverside, which is what I'm on right now, which allows you to video. If you pay for Riverside, it allows you to do some cool things, like it takes snippets out of video so you can easily post to social media. So that's really cool. And so I am learning. I'm learning how to convert an MP4 file to an MP3 so it can upload correctly on the other platform that I use to upload the podcast, right? So it's important to stay open to learn because there's more things to learn, right? So stay open. So I actually have six lessons. Number five is a lesson that I learned about myself that I can be consistent. I have consistently produced a podcast episode every week and sometimes two since March 20th, 2023. Glory to God. There's some things that I have not been as consistent as I would like to be. But on this here, I've been consistent, and so I celebrate that. You can be consistent as well. So I would say that's a lesson I learned, that I can be consistent. It's important to be consistent, and that you can be consistent too. That's number five. And then number six is to celebrate, which I am intentional about. I could definitely level up in that, but at least acknowledging that I need to celebrate more, because I can easily, like, okay, I've done this, on to the next. But even me doing this bonus episode is me celebrating the fact that it's been 1 year, 1 year podiversary. Yeah, yeah, man. And I'm glad I have this pom-pom. Shout out to Julia Winston. Shout out to Sharon Thomas for blessing us with the pom-poms at Authenticated 2023. I keep it close because I'm an honorary cheerleader anyway. So this causes me to turn it up. And so I'll have moments where I'm sitting here. This is my office. This is my space where I do a lot of dreaming and I do my work for Vision Speak Consulting. And I'll do something and I'm like, okay, let me grab my pom-pom and just celebrate the fact that I did that. I sent that email. I figured out that issue or problem. I recorded that episode. I uploaded that video. You know, I created that Take the Next Step e-workbook, and it was fire, right? Celebrating yourself and allowing others to celebrate you as well. So even Ashley sending the text in the group, thank you, sis. Like, I was not expecting that. So thank you. And thank you, my sisters. For believing in me and celebrating with me. It's really, really a blessing. So I encourage you, celebrate. And you don't wait until something big. Celebrate the journey. My pastor has said this the last few weeks. You know, it's not all about the destination, but who you're becoming along the way, right? And listen, we are becoming everything that we already are. We're just waking up to it, right? The veil has lifted, right? Our eyes are being opened more and more to who we already are, in Jesus' name. So I celebrate that, and I honor God for it. Thank you, Jesus. Yay, those are the six lessons. And I will end by saying season two, I was thinking, oh yeah, season two kicks off today. No, season two kicks off Monday. I'm going to keep the Mondays. The Mondays are awesome. It's the beginning of the week. And so, again, my goal is to encourage you to have a focused mind, to continue to believe in yourself and go for it. Go for it and bring impact and transformation to your world. I'm here to help stir you up. Let's go. And so season two will kick off Monday, March 25th. And my hopes for season two is more interviews with amazing ladies. We're all amazing, right? To continue to encourage you and inspire you. And if you want to be on Her Renewed Mind, I actually have a form on my website, visionspeakconsulting.com. Click the Book Dr. Candace tab and scroll down and you'll see the podcast guest link. Click that and there's a form that you fill out. And I would love to have you on the episode. You know, something that sister did that blessed me is she reached out to me and said, would you consider having me on your podcast? And I was like, man, I love that she did that. I don't know if I would do that, even though that is a thing, like pitching to other podcasts. But I'm glad she took the step, right? And guess what? I had her on and it was a fire interview. It was fire. So get uncomfortable. And if you're like, I want to be on the podcast, because I think I come up with good questions and we're going to have a good time. And guess what? You have inside of you something that my listeners need. Yes, you. Yes, you do. So while I do reach out to people, I may not think of you. Just being honest. But this is me extending the invitation fill out that form and come on in the room. Come on, her renewed mind. Let's go. And then what I'm excited about that I already started doing is that this is not just audio, but it's also video. So we are on YouTube, and it's good to see you. It's good to see you, and I pray that that audience continues to build. I also look forward to getting to know Riverside, this platform, even more, and getting short clips that I can post on social media, just some sound bites, right? And I definitely, like, Kyla is my director of digital media, so I would love for her to take that and run, like that she figure out Riverside and take that and run with it. I also look forward in season two to at some point hosting a live event, live podcast recording. I said it before in my, I think last year I was like, it would be on today. It's not today, and that's okay. I'm giving myself grace, but I would love between now, March 20th, 2024 to March 20th, 2025, that there is a live event that features some podcasting going on, video going on. So stay tuned for that. If you don't hear me talk about it, email me, y'all. Hold me accountable. Okay. And those are just some of the things. I do look forward to being on other podcasts, other interviews. So that'll be really cool how that will all come about. Maybe I will pitch to some other podcast platforms. So, yay! I love you guys so much. I can tell my voice is getting a little shaky. I don't know if y'all can hear it, but I can feel it's time to wrap it up. But happy anniversary, Her Renewed Mind, not just for me, but for you. And shout out to my mom and my dad. But I think my mom listens more than my dad. Dad, I love you. But mom, I love you so much. And thank you for listening since the very beginning. You are amazing. And I'm so glad that God allowed me to be you and dad's daughter. So grateful. You all are amazing parents. The best ever. And I just speak continued blessing and favor and long life. 120 years over you in Jesus' name. And the same for you all who are listening. I love you. I speak blessing and favor over you. Long life, and abundant life now. Don't wait until you get to heaven, because guess what? You're coming back anyway. Read Revelation 21 and 22, right? So while you have breath in your body, while you have life right now, live it to the fullest. God wants you to enjoy what he has created, and he wants you to create. You're made in his image and his likeness. It's time for you to produce what he's put on the inside of you. Time to go to the next level. Let's go. I love you. And until next time, which will be next Monday, peace out. Mwah! Happy anniversary. Hey there, I hope you are blessed by this week's episode of Her Renewed Mind. If you were, I'd love for you to leave a 5-star rating and a written review in Apple Podcasts. This helps us get the show out to more women who desire a deeper connection with their Heavenly Father. Also, be sure to follow the podcast so you don't miss any new episodes. Thank you so much for listening. I'll meet you right back here next Monday.